It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Fewer than 18,000 regular unemployment claims were filed in Colorado last week. That number is down slightly from the week before and is the fifth week in a row of gradual declines in unemployment claims amid the pandemic. Just over 7,500 more self-employed and gig workers filed for federal pandemic unemployment assistance last week. New numbers from the State Health Department show that retailers are seeing more COVID-19 outbreaks. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
The data shows that many of the outbreaks since the beginning of May have been in grocery stores, fast food restaurants, and other retail businesses. The state identified 41 new outbreaks total. An outbreak is when two or more positive COVID-19 cases are detected in a 14-day period. Earlier in the pandemic, Colorado had more outbreaks in elder care and correctional facilities. Those places still make up more than half of the total number of outbreaks in the state. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
The Denver Regional Council of Governments approved a plan last night to work towards zero traffic deaths. More than 250 people were killed in crashes in 2017 in the Denver area. The new Vision Zero plan will encourage cities and the state to build roads safer for pedestrians, among other measures. Maureen McKenna is with Bicycle Colorado.
So it's about holding elected officials, planners, decision makers, engineers responsible for holding human life above convenience.
The board says they'll set a target date for the end of the year, by the end of the year. Starting today, Colorado National Monument near Grand Junction is increasing access and services that have been shut down. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
Cold Shivers Overlook is now open, as is the parking area for Devil's Kitchen Trailhead. The Saddlehorn Visitor Center will be open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., but its exhibits and theater will remain closed. Saddlehorn Campground and Picnic Area and Devil's Kitchen Picnic Area will also remain closed. Colorado National Monument's hiking trails have stayed open during the pandemic, as has the road that runs through the park, Rimrock Drive. But for the first time in about 2 months, the monument will start collecting an entrance fee of $25 per car. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Western Colorado and much of the state have sunny skies today. This is CPR News.